In August of 98, I started Herceptin and Xeloda. And I stayed on Xeloda for about 18 months. And then I said, does anybody get off chemotherapy? And he says, oh, you don't need the Xeloda. He says, you could just stay on the Herceptin. And we tried it. And I've been on the Herceptin since, I think, January 2000. I went off the Xeloda, and I've just been on single-agent Herceptin since then.
And how often do you receive the Herceptin?
Once a week.
So you've been getting Herceptin once a week now for quite a long time.
Mm-hmm.
What's that been like?
It's an easy thing to tolerate. There's really no side effects. There's very little side effects to Herceptin. I just look at it as this is what you have to do to stay alive. And I was willing to do anything to stay alive. So I just look at a weekly visit to the doctor as it's my job. It's what I do every week.
What was it like on the Xeloda?
I really had any side effects from the Xeloda at all. It was a pill that you took a couple in the morning, a couple at night, 2 weeks on, 1 week off. And I had a little red hands, a little red feet, but no really side effects from Xeloda at all.
What's it been like for you to have gone through this experience?
If I can bottle what I have learned and teach it to other people, this world would be a better place. You look at things differently. When they say don't sweat the small stuff and everything is small, they mean it. I remember the first time going into an MRI, I thought, oh, I can't breathe. Now, it's not a big deal to me. I mean, when people complain, oh, I have to go into this tube, I'm like, you got to be kidding. You know, it's the only time I get any rest is when I'm laying in the tube. It's just nothing is that important. I mean, when they say you have your health, you have everything, they're right. So I enjoy every day. I do what I want. I try to have fun in everything that I do. And I really don't sweat the small stuff because once somebody tells you have cancer, your whole life changed, right, in that second.
I hear a lot of people saying that they kind of feel like they're different people after having gone through this experience. Is that the way you feel?
Yes.
Can you talk more about that?
Well, you can't explain it to somebody who hasn't gone through it. You know, it's very hard, and you try. My family has watched me live with it for 8 years. Do they really understand? No. And I don't expect them to, because you have to almost live it to understand it. I've had other people have cancer before, and you said, oh, and you feel bad, and you try to help them. It's not the same thing as living it. It's different. It's maybe not a great saying, but I live like I'm on my way out, not on my way in. A girlfriend of mine that just passed away, she used to say, these are my senior years now. She was 40 years old. She's right. These are my senior years now, and I am on my way out. Anything can happen at any given time to me. I'm lucky. It's working. Is it going to work forever? Probably not. But it's working now, so I enjoy everything now. My kids have grown up probably very fast. I tell them everything. They're not going to be shocked when something happens to me because they almost expect it.
How old are your kids now?
One of them is 18 and the other one's 20.
So they were in their teens.
10 and 12 at the time.
And you started talking to them right away?
Right away.
What was that
I
like?
I told them, well, it was bad. I mean, pretty much after the chemotherapy had failed, we knew that I was in big trouble. They didn't know what to do with me. They were pretty sure that Taxol wasn't going to work, but they're going to give it to you anyways. And I told them, I said, you know, I'm in big trouble. This would probably kill me, but I'll do anything that I can do to stay alive for you girls. I'm willing to take anything that those doctors have out there to give me. And I did. And I searched, and I wasn't even on the internet back then. I didn't even know what AOL was. And somebody else found Herceptin and said, I think you need this. There wasn't even a test for it in Florida. They didn't even test for HER2-new here. I had a test done that everybody in the hospital was positive. Well, everybody can't be positive, so we knew it wasn't accurate. I had to figure out where to go get tested. Am I really? And try to figure out, how do I get this drug? I mean, it's a job.
What's your interactions with your husband like over these years?
Normal, believe it or not. I think they distance themselves for it. It's a long time now. It was devastating probably in the beginning, and everybody was worried, and I'm sure he was worried. How am I going to raise these kids without my wife? But the longer it goes out, I mean, the joke is my mom is dying. She just didn't give us the date yet. And it is. I mean, that's, everybody knows I have cancer.
How have your children coped with this? What's happened? What have you observed in them over the years?
They're tough kids. I would say relatively well. I'm sure they keep a lot to themselves. My older one sometimes distances herself from me, and I think because she's afraid, what if something happens? My younger one is really, really close to me. they don't say much. I mean, they're smart. They do a lot of research. I mean, they're older now. They read everything. They go on the computer. They know the outcome.
Hmm. What's it been like to interact with other patients in the oncology office?
Oh, I love all the patients. I'm involved with the patients. I'm involved with the research part of it. I go to a breast cancer group, always have from the beginning, twice a month. It's nice. It's nice to help people. It's nice to learn. I enjoy learning. I learn things from patients all the time.
Like what?
Like a lot of different medicines, what works, what doesn't work, our own home remedies to things. And you learn a lot that way. From a breast cancer group, sitting there listening to people's side effects or what to do or what you can do or how I can get rid of this or that, the patients are the one that gives you the best information.
Hmm.
And I look at that as an advantage that I have to go weekly because I learn a lot weekly. I sit with all different patients. And so I get to bring that back to other friends that have breast cancer or my breast cancer group and answer some of their questions because I'm there weekly at a doctor's office. I can get the information to them.
Getting back to the interactions with your children, what was it that made you decide to be so open with them?
Death is a scary thing. And I didn't want them to be scared. I didn't want them to, you know, what should I do if you're gone? I wanted them to know what to do, what I expect of them, that they would be fine. I have a spiral notebook that I kept on my bed for instructions for my husband. As a matter of fact, it's probably funny if I would open it now because it is 8 years later. And everything from doctors and when he had to take them to school tutors and where they had to go and when, like a whole manuscript for him to live life without me. But I was always honest with them about everything. I mean, they know every detail about everything, even till this day. You know, anybody who's going through this, there is a light to the end of a tunnel. And even if they're in it for the long haul like I am, it'll be forever. I will be on treatment forever. That's okay. It's okay to be on treatment forever. People are on treatment for all kinds of other ailments forever. So that's how I look at this. It's just a chronic illness that I have, and they'll just keep treating me.
What are some of the things that you enjoy the most nowadays?
Probably being with my friends. Just going out to lunch, just vacations with my daughters. I never took separate vacations from my husband. I always just went with him. Now when me and my kids go on spring break together, we leave him at home. I have fun, a lot of fun. I've done things that I would have never done if I didn't have cancer.
Like what?
Like go on vacations. My mother never left my father. I would never think about taking my kids to Key West for spring break and leaving my husband at home, you know? It's a great idea. I take a lot of trips. I take trips with friends, with my sister, just to make memories, you know? Life is about memories. When I'm not here, those are what they're left with, the memories. And I want them all to be great.
Had you had to deal with any serious problem before in your life, in your own
health?
No,
I was perfectly healthy.
Has your reaction to this and the way you've dealt with it surprised you?
No. I'm tough. I've always been tough.
Where do you think that came from?
Probably my mother.